From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, nothing comes easy. The agency is dwarfed by far bigger law enforcement partners at the FBI and the Drug Enforcement Administration. And for the past 7 years, the ATF had to operate without a Senate-confirmed director. Well, it finally has an official leader. B. Todd Jones was confirmed this summer. And he's now trying to put the agency back on solid footing after years of controversy and criticism. Jones sat down with NPR's Carrie Johnson this week to talk about his plans.
As soon as I walked into his office, B. Todd Jones handed me his new business card. "See," he said with a smile, "look at the word director in my title." For better or worse, the longtime federal prosecutor from Minnesota now owns the ATF.
You know, they had five acting directors in the seven-year span since they made it subject to Senate confirmation, which is difficult for any organization to build momentum or have continuity.
Jones arrived at the agency a couple of years ago on an interim basis to run a place under siege. In a scandal known as Fast and Furious, ATF agents along the southwest border lost track of about 2,000 guns in an effort to build a bigger case against drug cartels. Some of those weapons turned up at crime scenes, including the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. By all accounts, Jones has cleaned house at the ATF. He replaced virtually all of the top managers at the agency's headquarters and put nearly two dozen new agents in charge of field offices around the country.
Now we're on to, okay, what is this new crew going to do to not only make sure that the mistakes of the past aren't repeated, but also to make sure that ATF's value to federal law enforcement and to public safety is enhanced.
The challenge for Jones is even harder because of the politics of gun control. Earlier this year, White House plans to impose background checks on private sales at gun shows and flea markets got shot down in Congress. Todd Jones says making legislative recommendations is not his job. Still, he closely followed the debate on Capitol Hill.
And to be candid with you, it would have been nice to have some greater protections on backgrounds and requiring some closing of the holes that we have in the current statutory scheme. Just like it would have been nice to have a federal firearms trafficking statute. But we're moving forward with the current set of rules and laws that we have.
That means, he says, using data to figure out where to direct limited resources and to nurture young talent to replace the 40% of agents set to retire in the next 5 years. The ATF's also been working to carve out a bigger role in violent crimes around the country, taking down armed career criminals using laws that carry long prison sentences.
We've done some very good firearms trafficking investigations in Texas, in Arizona, in California. We've done dozens of storefront operations that have taken crime guns and bad people off the streets.
But those cases don't get as much attention as the ATF's missteps. The inspector general recently issued a report identifying a, quote, serious lack of oversight with some of the agency's undercover operations designed to catch cigarette traffickers. IG Michael Horowitz says the ATF lost track of millions of taxpayer dollars.
We found significant issues with regard to how ATF was getting approval for its undercover churning operations, how it was maintaining controls over its payments to individuals who were assisting with those operations, and how it was maintaining its records as to the cigarettes it was using in the undercover operations.
Todd Jones says that report is based on information that's 5 years old. He says he's already tightened the restrictions on undercover operations and the use of confidential informants to cut down on risk. Another thing that doesn't get enough attention, Jones says, is how his agents risk their lives. One of them, John Capano, raced into a pharmacy being robbed on Long Island, only to pay with his life.
I'll never forget the call I got on New Year's Eve 2011 telling me that a special agent had been killed in the line of duty in New York. And the last time this organization had deaths in the line of duty was in 1993.
Jones remembers that agent by keeping a street sign that bears his name. He says John Capano's teenage son wants to become an ATF agent someday, just like his dad. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.